Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome back to the Sweet Talks Podcast, Christmas edition.
Yeah,
Christmas
edition. I like this.
Yeah. You already know that we're feeling a little bit jolly right now.
We are definitely in the spirit.
Is this your guys' favorite time of the year?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No. What? We got a Grinch?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't think so. Not the favorite
then
time
what
of
is?
Year.
Summer.
Valentine.
Summer. I do love summer too.
Better.
I love summer.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna lie.
Winter.
I am not gonna lie.
Nah, summer's hit though.
Summer
is day party hit.
Yeah.
Bro, Christmas parties.
Yeah, day party. shit. What, with your grandma and shit? Look, I'm
like, that shit would actually be kind of dope though.
Yeah.
Party with the grandma? You guys ever drink with the grandma?
But New Year's is fun.
New Year's is dope.
New Year's is fun.
Yeah, New Year's is fun.
You drink it with your grandma?
No.
Oh.
My grandma don't drink. No more.
Our grandma that was in we're in Turlock, she was 95 and just downing bottles.
Damn. Yeah, they push out there.
Yeah.
They do. It's probably from all the alcohol.
She was downing that shit like a
normal.
Downing what?
Like Don Julio.
Yeah, it was a 42 bottle.
Damn.
Taking shots.
Like
she was like,
I was
90,
yeah,
right?
I was like, damn, Graham.
Going hard, walking by herself and everything.
95.
It's probably as 95. Like she almost ran.
Shit.
She was about to.
Wait, so whose favorite holiday is Christmas? Am I the only one here?
I like Christmas, but fuck spending.
I think it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, facts. Holiday got to be Christmas.
As now we're getting older, shit.
It's because Christmas is like a, it's like a month.
It's a month though.
No.
It is. Like Halloween is, I guess so.
No, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Low-key. All the parties go on. Yeah.
It is kind of like
Halloween.
Almost nah.
A little longer than a week.
Yeah. It is.
Nah, I think it's like a month. Because people start decorating.
Yeah. It is like.
Because, like,
partying?
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about partying.
Oh, like you were? A month.
Partying is Halloween.
I was just thinking, like, celebrating, like, the spirit.
You know what? This year I was fucking tired of Halloween, though.
What?
I was tired of those.
Oh, maybe because you
was
going
so
to
done.
Parties,
bro. Yeah. I like
Mr.
literally,
Incredible.
Bro. Yeah, I was Mr. Incredible twice, and I was like, bro, I cannot put this.
Yeah,
again.
I hate redoing costumes.
That
yeah,
shit's weak.
It's weak.
Yeah,
it's weak.
And then
sometimes
you
have to,
and then you gotta get a dope costume too. You can't.
Yeah, expensive too.
I hate the shitty ones though. That's why.
Yeah, I hate people like you. Yeah. Nah, for real. The ones that like come up in like the shitty ass costumes where they put no effort.
Yeah.
I
don't like that either.
I love it.
That's why you need to know that return policy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
You get it early, you take it back early.
That's what we did.
Yeah, that's what we did for our podcast.
All these episodes where we're wearing costumes and shit went right back to the store. Back.
Bro, you guys are smart.
You think that we were going to spend
fucking... That's the only reason why I had costumes, because that's what we did.
Fuck no. We returned them bitches.
Yeah.
Damn.
And they're like, oh, it didn't fit again, huh? And we're like, nah, I don't know.
Nah, we didn't really like it, actually. Tried it on.
It doesn't fit.
Yeah, and it didn't go with the theme. Or we would send someone different who didn't go yet.
Yeah, they would already know. Call me up to the return side as soon as I walk through the door.
It was easy.
There's already a person with the sign Julian right there.
Have you guys ever got a bad Christmas gift?
I have.
I've gotten a bad one before when I was little.
When you were
I got
little?
The ugliest shoes I've ever fucking seen.
From
in my
who?
Life. It was one of my mom's friends too, so I really had to act like I liked it.
That's the worst.
There were some Puma.
Oh,
before Puma was like cool, like
before
now
LaMelo Ball.
They had the flattest sole on the bottom. They were like the socks from Sky Zone.
I think I know what you're talking about.
My uncles were telling me, what are you going to skate on water with these? Because they were so fucking flat. Also was telling me that. He's like, these are hard if you're going to skate on the water. But you have to open that box and you got to be like, oh my god,
I wanted these.
Yeah,
so a smile.
Yeah, but imagine like, you think people know when you don't like the gift?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You like, think so?
It's kind of a little fuck you in the sense. Cause it's like 1 year I got a blanket and all my
that's
all
what
all
I
my
got.
Siblings got like cool ass shit, right?
Yeah.
I got a blanket and I was like, How do you want me to react to this? Like, you're supposed to be like, oh shit, like, thank you. Like,
shit, I got like seven blankets in my room.
What did your siblings get?
Bro, they got like fucking cool shit. Like, they were so little, but I was still little. I was like 13. And I was like, bro, I got a fucking blanket. Like,
yeah, that's what 13 is where you can get like a Segway or some shit.
What's like that best age then? Or is there no,
for me, it was like fifth and sixth grade. We're like, I got like pretty dope like presents. We're like, I was really appreciating them.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. Middle school and high school were good gifts.
High school was when my gifts started getting like.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it would be like, oh, here's money. I don't know what to get you. And I was cool with it.
Nah, I feel like for me, well, like, thanks to my parents, but they got better as I got older.
Really?
Yeah.
My parents stopped giving a fuck as I got older.
Damn.
Nah, that reminds me, because the shoes, so I have two stories. So one was, it was somebody, I'm not going to say who.
Oh, shit, it's someone close to you.
Yeah. They got me this fucking, this pajama set, right?
Oh my God.
It was PJs and a shirt. The PJs, they fit cool, but the shirt was like a fucking crop top.
Huh. Oh my God.
I threw that shit straight to Goodwill. Like, I was like, Mom, just donate this. I'm never going to wear it.
And you kept the pants.
But how did you have to act?
Oh, thank God I didn't open it in front of her.
You got lucky.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I didn't.
That's probably the way you can get past it, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't there at that Christmas party.
But like, you know, I'm grateful because it's like, it's a thought that counts, whatever. But the
don't
other
don't give me anything, honestly.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah. No.
Or if anything, just give me money.
Yeah, because like, you're wasting your money. That's like,
yeah,
I think a gift is a gift.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I honestly think that it's the thought that counts. Like, as corny as
give me a card. A fucking card that you write in.
No, I have an aunt.
But that's the,
that no? gives me a Barnes and Noble gift card since I was probably like, I even knew my name.
Bro, she probably gets those from her birthday and gives them to you.
Dead ass. No, everybody gets them, though, so I don't know. She's pretty old. Maybe a gang of birthdays.
Yeah. Or maybe she just wants her like little people to be smart.
Hey, I use that bitch, but damn. I already know what it is every time.
No, okay.
What still do you get? This, a fucking Kindle?
It's a Barnes & Noble gift card.
To this Christmas. You still get it.
Every day.
Is that at least like
every
50
day
bucks?
Every day.
Every Christmas.
So for your studios.
That's crazy.
Is it at least like 50 bucks or is it like
25? Yeah. She doesn't really go cheap ass with it. And if she does go like 20.
A Barnes & Noble.
If she goes like 25,
tell her she'll switch to Nike.
No, she'll do that. She'll do that. The second one is always like kind of random.
No, I think you could. There's like a website where you could exchange gift cards, I think.
Shit. Probably not for equal value, though.
If anybody's watching this, don't give me a Barnes & Noble.
I'd be happy with one.
Yeah, actually, that's why I like it. I fuck with it.
Everybody,
I still like
you get probably get $500 in Barnes & Noble's gift card. That's it.
I'm all walking around with big ass books.
Oh, hell no.
No, okay. So the second story was It was, was this my birthday or Christmas? I think it was Christmas. And I got Laker tickets.
Nice.
So I was fucking pumped, yeah, right? Nice. I'm like this. I haven't been to a Laker game since I was fucking 8, you know. I'm expecting them to be like cool seats.
And what were you wearing? You were pumped that day.
Bro, I was pumped. I was wearing a Kobe jersey. You know, I was looking good.
Yeah. And when is this? How old?
This was when I was 18, 19.
So not that far ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Kobe was retired for sure.
No, he was still playing, right? I think.
No.
Last two? Yeah.
No.
He was gone.
Yeah, he was gone. He was gone.
He was gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was retired.
This was when the Lakers sucked.
Oh, that is right. Yeah. That is right.
Look, this is when the Lakers sucked. So Kobe wasn't playing. So like.
A game's a game though.
Yeah, but game's not. So we go there, right? I'm pumped. Walk up the stairs. Walk up some more stairs. Keep walking up the fucking stairs. Tell me why I have my back against the fucking wall of the stadium and I'm looking straight down like this at the fucking tiny ass players.
He has his back against the wall in the arena.
I was about to go buy some fucking binoculars for that shit.
One sneeze and you're falling down, huh?
Bro, I couldn't even watch the fucking game. I was watching the Jumbotron.
But you have
to watch the Jumbotron.
But, you got tickets to watch a movie, dog. Should've just went to AMC.
Hey, I started streaming that bitch illegally. Dude. I was grateful.
You were not.
But I was
you're pissed.
No, I wasn't, because I was like, you know, it's still a Laker game, but I was just like,
man, like an extra like $30 would have like at least got us like a little bit closer.
Down.
I had to go up there with tissue on my nose
because it was bleeding. Your back was probably all cold and shit. I walked out of there with black dust all over your back. No one sits up there. Yeah. Bro, and then we're by ourselves too. There's nobody up there.
They're like, they're movie theater chairs.
It all out.
And they didn't want to move down.
For real, I should have just moved down, bro. I think it was just kind of like. But I was grateful. I was grateful.
What'd you eat?
Fuck.
Nachos.
Shit, you had to go to the first level though, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I miss all
the food is downstairs.
Hey, I missed half the game to get to a concession stand.
Walked out of there with mean ass calves that day.
You know what? I think I did. I was sore. I want to say I was sore the next day.
You thought it looked like you were playing the game out there, huh?
Yeah.
You ran all fourth quarters.
Nah, at those stadiums, when you go high enough, sometimes it feels like you're going to fall off.
No, you know where it's bad? At the Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, the Dodger Stadium.
Dude, the Dodger Stadium, if you're fucking up there. Those seats are like this. Yeah.
You better wear a parachute if you get those seats done.
You feel like a fucking goat. Just
imagine it's just that high. Imagine that shit just falls and you see one person with a parachute. No, I knew this moment was
there's got to be somebody and that's
it's
died.
It's crazy because at Dodger Stadium, everybody that sits high as fuck is the most fucked up.
Yeah.
And you're just like, shit. Dude, you might too. Fall right now.
I would too.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Play jump off.
Wait,
on purpose.
Might as well.
No, so none of you guys have ever gotten bad presents? You three?
Birthday presents?
Or birthday
Christmas?
Anything.
Just any present when maybe you were like, fuck.
I think for one of my birthdays, I don't know what was going on, but I was like, I woke up and I was like, nobody really told me happy birthday. So I was like, what's going on right now? And then like later on, they gave me a card and it was like a happy birthday card with no money either. So I was like, bro, what?
Wait, this was like, your family?
It's my family.
There has to be money.
That's how I didn't get none. I was like.
It was just a normal day. They probably forgot. They probably forgot it was your birthday.
But they didn't forget, though, because they gave me the card.
It was a happy birthday card.
I was like, maybe I have something planned, but nothing was planned, though.
Shit, you were waiting in your room all day like this.
Wait, so you got nothing that year?
Like, yeah, I got nothing. I was like, what the fuck?
It happens.
Nah, that shit does happen.
That shit hasn't happened to me. I don't think I got a bad gift before.
Nah.
That's good.
Not one bad gift.
Knock on wood.
I got to think. I feel like I have gotten a bad gift on my mom's side.
Fuck did you get?
It's a joke. I don't. That's a fucking blanket.
Do you guys appreciate like clothes now?
I like blankets. Oh. Yeah.
You no, still don't?
What? Certain clothes. Only because the clothes that my family gets me is like,
it fits him.
No, it's not even that. It's not even that. They give me clothes that like fucking like a middle schooler would wear, like Nike Elite Socks or some type of shit.
Like those truck fit.
Fuck with the Elite Socks.
Don't you
They're like, oh, I remember you told me you like this brand. It's fucking Diamond.
Diamond, yeah.
I would lucky rock a Diamond shirt right now.
No, but you know what I tell everybody? I just say, just get me white Nike socks. You can never go wrong. White Nike socks?
Bro, no.
Or underwear.
I remember. I think I got grip tape for fucking Christmas one time.
That's not, were you skating?
Too bad. That shit, it was a phase, but goddamn, I'm not a fucking skater.
Wait, what the fuck is this?
The fuck, I'm going to put it on my board right now. Like, I got the time to do that shit.
About to slap it on the wall and just go like that.
Fuck.
Oh my god.
Grip tape's cheap too. It's like $3. Like,
no. What the fuck?
I thought that shit. Like was, a sheet of it is pretty cheap.
I thought it was expensive.
No. Depends.
I thought it was like $8.
The trucks are more expensive than the board.
On what brand it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But like if it just for the normal one, not expensive at all.
Yeah. Who died like to be you a skater?
Shit, I was a skater. You didn't know?
No, you were.
I swear.
Would you guys ever re-gift?
I've done it before.
You have?
I've done it before.
Easy.
Is there a problem with it?
Hell no.
So are you mad if you get a gift and it was a re-gift?
If I like it, I'm not mad at all.
Okay, are you going to be mad if you give someone to something and then like a year later they re-gift it to somebody else that you know?
And I see
I
it.
I would laugh if I see that.
You wouldn't be mad though? You'd be like, oh, whatever. Like let's say you give something to your mom for Christmas and then
she
next year
she gives
boyfriend.
It
to like...
My grandma,
her husband,
or,
it's gonna
her
change
her boyfriend or some shit. No, no, no. I'm just saying, like, in another
hypothetically, hypothetically,
hypothetically, type yeah, of shit.
Sure, to someone else.
Yeah, yeah. To somebody else. You know. But like Denicia, like your sister.
I would be pretty hurt.
Yeah,
yeah, I would. I would be like, too. My gift didn't mean shit to you.
Yeah,
I would, but you gotta be smart with the regifts.
I don't think I've never regifted.
I have for sure.
You have?
I've stolen for gifts.
I've stolen for gifts.
Yeah,
Frank, you said jack shit for me too.
You were there when I stole. Yeah,
my cousin needed a. Hey, bro, can you, hey, I'm right there with you. I got.
Yeah,
it.
We used to have Frank steal shit for us.
I would be like this.
I'm getting caught up in shit.
I know this is like
the slippers. Oh, from Target, where you slipped them in between your ass cheeks okay. and your balls?
That was just like you just wanted to do it to do it.
No, what, did I?
Yeah.
I stole those?
Yeah. Dude.
I stole a lot of shit.
You had, Frank, you had one slipper on your cock and the other one in between your cheeks.
What slippers
were some young shit.
From Target.
Were they, they're, yeah, some young shit.
Julian actually convinced me last year. To steal a necklace.
Damn.
A necklace.
Like from
a
where?
Nice
from
necklace?
Nordstrom.
Oh, no way. Shit.
He convinced me, remember?
Those things are
easy. He's making me look all mad.
Low-key, like, no. You'd be, like, thinking about it too much, but they're, like, they're the easiest things to take.
Yeah. Nah.
How'd
no,
you do
because
that?
This fool was looking at the box, and he's like, fuck.
No. No. Yeah, I was looking at the box, but they didn't have, you know those necklaces with, like, initial on it?
Yeah.
So I was looking for one with a D on it. And they didn't have it. And then so I asked the lady, hey, do you guys have a D? And then she brought it out. And I'm just holding it for probably like 5 minutes. And I'm I'm like, Joel, like, bro, I do not want to spend $60 on this stupid ass chain. But it would be a good gift.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good gift.
But, yeah.
And then he's just like, bro, just fucking do it. That shit's probably like $5. And
it's
then,
true. It's
a
true.
Five finger discount yeah. at that.
And then so we walk around. And then he's like, bro, fucking do it. And I'm like.
I'm fucking dude. Nah, the thing was too, because I think it came up as we were looking for the D.
Yeah,
and they all had those
barcodes,
but the thick ones, the ones that will go off if you go right. So when he asked for the one for the D, it came out and it didn't have it.
Yeah, it didn't.
It wasn't stocked up yet. Yeah. She had brought it and didn't like register it.
Yeah. So crazy thing is, I end up getting it right. I throw it in my fucking hoodie thing. We walk out. We had bags. We already went shopping, whatever. We had bags. I walk out, and the alarm goes beep, 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 beep. And then Julian's like, just keep walking. Just keep walking. Just keep walking.
Yeah, they ignore that shit.
Got out.
Because sometimes it's just fucked up. Yeah.
Bro, you ever
He's like, fuck.
I was scared.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to.
No, I was so scared. Have you ever been caught up with a secret shopper?
Nah.
Oh, my God.
I've seen people get caught up.
I've gotten caught up with this.
And I wasn't even trying to jack shit.
No, I should have known that fucker. I stole some Nike socks. I was right there, and I took the Nike socks. I was on my way out, and this motherfucker kept peeping me. I knew he just was. They act like they're just fucking putting on clothes and shit.
Oh,
yeah,
secret shopper.
Yeah, and then I walk out, and then as soon as I walk out, two of them come to the door and they grab me by my arm like this.
No.
They're like, you try to run away, or you're just gonna make it worse. I was like, oh my God. And then that shit came out, the fucking $15 socks came out to $600 at the end.
No way.
That's how much the ticket was. It was petty theft.
Well, you know, you could run away. There's literally
they can't chase you.
They can't chase you. Yeah. They tell you not to chase you.
Yeah. You ever see those security guards?
Wait, what?
Like, bro, you're not going to catch
me. Yeah. It's because
the Ross security, they take it too serious.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Nobody can catch me. In
the Ross. The Ross security and like Nordstrom's Rack, like the places where, and Marshall's, they got the security guards in the front that watch like fucking hawks.
Yeah.
Ross,
they're on top of the tables and shit.
I'm just thinking of everywhere you can come up and shit. Ross is where you can come up
you
too.
You can come up on Ross.
Yeah.
Ross, Marshall's.
You got to be on the lookout though.
Oh yeah,
I don't think I've ever stolen.
No, you're a liar, dog.
If anything, like there's been like little shit where I don't swipe at the self checkout.
Then we should have fucking peer pressure.
That's fucking stealing.
You never
dog.
Stole.
Like but I've only maybe done it like three times. Right? I'm such a pussy. Like I get, I'm
no,
like
that's,
this.
That's right why they would
do.
Say Frank, do it.
I don't promote it. I don't promote.
I don't promote it.
Don't do
that. Yeah, don't do that.
Old.
Yeah, this was when we were like 10.
This was like a week ago.
No, hey, what?
This is when I was like 15.
What about the story about the kid who stole a speaker from Best Buy?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
He might be one of the. He might be up there for top shoplifters I've ever met in my life.
Listen to this.
Anything you want, he'll get it. Oh my!
Wait, you guys knew him?
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah.
Him. We know him personally.
Know
him.
Yeah, we still know.
Shit, but hit him up.
Walk out Christmas.
Big ass speakers, this great, big JBL huge ones. And I'm like, how did you do
like
it?
The one you had right here?
Not too long ago.
You know no, big, yes, bigger.
You know
bigger,
the yeah, JBL bigger? Boombox.
The ones that are like $400.
Yeah.
Boombox.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How?
Dude, his friends say it's just the way he does it with confidence.
Yeah.
He acts like he bought it. Like, he acts like he bought it. If he, the security looks at him weird, he'll be like, thank you. And he'll just walk out, like, confident.
Well, dude, he stole so much shit that he decked out his other friend's room.
Oh, my
like,
God.
And like, he's, brand new everything.
And
like,
he would sell shit to his, some of his friends. Yeah. He would be like, hey, bro, I'll get you that if you really want it.
Yeah, for a deal.
But,
for
a deal. But what about when he got caught up at Best Buy?
Bro, I was going to say, because Best Buy, at every single Best Buy, the walkout is, like, mm-hmm, right next to the cashier.
Yeah,
like literally
hawks
right
too,
next to it.
They're hawks too.
They're hawks.
Yeah, and he was good.
He's
but
great.
But
he's
didn't
great.
Didn't he have to run? he's like a short, like
fat
like,
ass.
Overweight, yeah, fat ass. And
short fat ass.
And he stole a speaker and they said, hey, what are you doing? And he said he never ran so fast in his life. Never got caught.
Homies were dying.
But he's 12 or 13.
Yeah, he was confident. Young,
yeah,
dude.
So young.
He's our age right now?
No, he's younger. We'll tell you more about him. More about the legend after.
He's a fucking
legend,
bro. But he must have stolen at least like what, $5,000 worth of things.
Oh my God, bro!
Maybe more.
I've done shoplifting. That motherfucker's out of this world. That motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You put him on.
Frank would do like clothes.
Yeah.
If you need like a soda or some shit, easy.
Like,
easy shit.
Like yeah. Like one of the classic methods.
Or if you need like a doll. Or some shit. Yeah. Got you.
One of the classic methods to like stealing a shirt. I've never done it because I've always been too scared. But like I know a gang of people that did it. Is you go into like the fitting room and you put one, and then you put like your shirt that you're wearing like over it, or like a hoodie.
That one's played out though. I think.
You know, yeah. So I know somebody who did that, and he stole like 3 hoodies at once.
We're gonna take a quick break because I got a question for you,
mm-hmm,
and this is a very important question. So I'm gonna need you to open them fucking ears. I got all that earwax in them and shit.
Yep. You guys need to fucking clean them fucking ears.
Have you guys ever been just too damn high? We've all been there. We've seen it when Frank's in this bitch.
You guys
he's
see
a little
it. He's,
too high.
He's stuck. He's fucking, he's a wall. He's a seat flower.
He's a seat flower. I gotta be like, hey man, wake the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. He's too damn faded. Smokes too fucking much.
With today's weed, sometimes it's a dangerous game.
You smoke so much.
Yep. Dadgrass is reviving the pleasure of casual smoke so you can chill without the stress. If you're not into smoking, try out some of their tinctures or amazing fast-acting new gummies.
Yep. Come on. A lot of people, they just like smoking because they got some problems. They don't want to be stressed out. They want to just kind of, yeah, they just want to relax.
It's like all the benefits of the weed, but with taking out that like groggy, like.
Yeah, it's where you're just stuck. You're on fucking Mars and you're like 3 hours go by. Yeah, 3 hours go by and you're like, holy fuck, what have I been doing this whole entire time? And that's where Dadgrass comes in.
Dadgrass is completely legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind.
Mm-hmm. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints, tinctures, and gummies are very low in THC and high in CBD. So you can enjoy the effects of CBD and not be like, holy fuck, where am I?
I actually love when you guys DM us too and tell us like how much you're enjoying the ad reads and the shit that we're using.
That just means that we're killing it. Come on.
It means that we're killing it. You guys are getting it and you guys are liking it, which is most important to us. If you guys aren't liking it, also let us know too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just important.
And if you got a dog that wants to get faded, but you don't want to feed them weed because it's not the smartest thing, they also have CBD dog bones.
Oh, they be chilling when they're on that shit.
So if you want that motherfucker to stop barking, then just throw him with some Dadgrass CBD dog bones and it'll work like a beauty.
All Dadgrass products, like I said, are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. It'll leave you in a euphoric mood. And on top of that, right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/sweet.
Repeat that one more time. I didn't hear it.
Go to dadgrass.com/sweet for 20% off your first order. And I'm going to repeat it one more time because you guys got earwax up in that bitch.
Clean them out.
That's dadgrass.com/sweet. And on to the rest of this podcast.
All right, you guys want to do the Christmas draft?
Yeah, let's do the Christmas draft.
Now we're going to do a little Christmas draft. We're going to see who can create the best Christmas. I don't know. How should we figure out who starts?
I'll start.
That's not
so
fun.
You get to pick one item that, like, you know, you kind of you use during Christmas, right?
Oh, so not people?
No.
No.
like, it could be like food, it could be toys.
You're drafting. So like, yeah, like food, toys. You'd be like, all right, I'll take a hot chocolate, and no one else could take hot chocolate.
Or like, I'll take Christmas ornaments, or like, I'll take eggnog. Like, yeah, like shit like that.
You write it down in your notes, and then at the end we'll all say our starting five.
Let's just go off the dome.
I'm down.
I know, but I'm saying at the end when we draft our starting five,
we're just gonna do starting three, huh?
Yeah, three.
Yeah,
three, maybe two.
Are we doing that right now?
Let's do three.
Let's do three. Let's try to do three.
All right. Three. Okay.
I'm trying to think.
I'll start. I got my draft.
I already got mine.
Wait. We got to do it random. All right.
Okay. I'll do it random. I'll be spinning the wheel for whoever goes first.
All right, go.
All right.
So we have to say all of them in a row?
No. So it'll be
the NBA draft.
All right. Okay. So whoever goes, and then from there, it'll just.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Go. We'll go clockwise.
So if he says yours, you got to pick a different one.
I'm gonna spin it.
He just keeps spinning.
Nah, I'll spin it, and whoever goes first will just go clockwise.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Right.
And the first pick of the Christmas draft will be...
I feel like it's going to be Frank, and I'm going to be last.
Me.
Oh, wait.
Okay, it's me.
Okay, cheater.
What the fuck?
You put D on the thing.
I put D on all of them?
That's probably what he did.
It was actually me.
All right, go.
Okay.
Bro, you have first pick. Why are you struggling?
Because I want to pick something good.
Okay.
For my first pick in this draft.
In the 2022 Christmas draft.
I will be picking.
Five, four.
No.
What do you mean no, bro? It's gonna be a four-hour-long podcast.
The Christmas carols.
Oh my god. That probably would have been last on my shit, dog.
What? That's bro, good.
Have you ever been Christmas good. Caroling?
I'd be singing Christmas
like the
carols.
Songs.
They'd
the
be
songs.
Smacking.
You said Christmas carols.
No. That's a huge difference.
No, they sing, huh?
The Christmas carols are what they're called.
No, they're called Christmas songs.
Okay. No, they're not. They're called carols, bro.
Okay, so you've had people come up to your door and sing.
No,
all
I'm talking
I
about
want
the
for Christmas,
and that feels like this.
I'm talking about
is you.
I'm talking about the fucking music that you play at the parties, at the Christmas party,
or even when you're driving. That sometimes a fucking Christmas banger might hit.
So Christmas songs.
So song.
Sure, bro.
Okay.
I'm in the spirit for singing.
I gotta go Christmas tree.
Okay, I'm gonna go Christmas lights.
All right.
Oh, that's a banger.
All right. I'm going to go for my draft, the Christmas mistletoe.
Okay. I think that's like around two.
He wants to mack it with bitches.
Yeah, you get me under that shit. All
right, has a mistletoe ever worked for anybody?
No.
Shit.
I've never actually.
That shit
at a party, yeah. It has worked.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure. At a party, I feel like.
I've never had
shit, it. I stand under that bitch the whole time. Nobody walks past it.
All right, this man right here.
All right, I'm going to go Christmas ornaments.
Ooh, that's good.
I like that one.
That's good.
It's always a fun time. Hang them shits up. Cool.
Get that star up there.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
You guys ready for mine?
Mm-hmm.
Tamales.
Oh, okay. I was going to go with that too, but.
Go with yours.
Pretty good.
Play that music. I like that music.
When though?
What?
Christmas gifts.
Can you say that?
Toys.
Yeah. Gifts.
You like toys?
Toys?
Gifts? Yeah.
But mine's just gifts.
I'm trying to think of mine still.
Okay.
I think mine beats you. Christmas movies. I think that one's good. The Christmas movies are fucking fire.
Home Alone?
Shit.
They're pretty dope. The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Damn.
The Grinch.
That fake-ass Santa.
The Santa
that
Claus?
That pops at your house.
The Santa Claus?
Yeah. Santa Claus.
Oh,
and that elf which you see, always see a fucking relative or some shit in those houses.
Funny as fuck.
That's one.
My turn?
No, Frank. It's Frank's.
Oh, okay.
That was mine.
What?
Santa. That shit.
Santa?
Just Santa.
Ooh. Okay.
Santa. You can sit on his lap.
I'ma go. Dude, this one's weird. I'ma go.
Who hears that?
It's music.
Oh, yeah, you're playing here right
some
now?
Christmas music.
But the ice cream man was here?
Yeah, I did.
Shit.
I'm going to go
the Christmas music.
Huh? All right. I'm going to go the NBA game.
Damn.
Okay.
Wait, why the NBA game?
Okay.
They always play on Christmas.
Oh, they do.
And it's
good.
Always two of the best teams, too.
That's good, but it's only
like
a specific.
Eight of the best
it's only like a specific like demographic.
It is. But, so that's why I'm trying to think.
All right. I couldn't think right now. All right, so we're going three. So right now I got ornaments in the game.
Not that mistletoe.
That's fucking weak as fuck.
Oh, shit.
I got last pick.
Okay. Me. You guys ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say family. Can you say that?
No,
that's
too OP.
Yeah. It's too family. Yeah, because then what, we're all going to be alone over here?
Fuck my family.
Like that?
Okay, okay.
Complain, mom.
Family. What's wrong with family?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with family. We're family here.
All right, give me a timer. 10 seconds.
Ten. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Oh, yeah, I got
say,
one.
Snow. That was whack.
They don't even snow out here.
Wow,
motherfucker got my big bear.
I never had a snow.
You get snow.
I never had a white Christmas.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. This is pick number three, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be the best one.
Shit, I forgot mine.
The first one should have been the best one.
It's like gonna be like, it's got to pick everything up.
Fuck, there's still a lot left.
I low-key got one.
Really?
Yeah.
I pick snow. So that includes snowmans.
Snow stars. Snowflakes.
We're going to give your ass a...
I never seen a snowflake in my life.
Me neither.
What? Oh,
all right, we'll give him a timer.
What were you going to say? Just say it.
Nah,
he was going
to
say...
It's only from when I went to school. And it's only like Catholic schools.
So why? What did you get at Catholic? I went to a Catholic school.
You did? It. Yeah, St. Nicholas, like you would put... Oh, no. Somebody would put fucking chocolate in your shoes. Remember that when made you put your shoes
fuck?
Inside?
Nah, bro, somebody was shitting your shoes.
Somebody set you
like, they'll give you like gold coins.
Chocolate.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they put like, they'll make you take off your shoes and then they'll put, you put them outside and everybody put all their shoes against each other and then they'll put
stinky ass shoes with candy.
Yeah, you used to. You know, fuck, that shit's good.
In the gold wrapper.
Yeah, in the gold wrapper.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
All right, we're going to give your ass a timer. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5,
4, 3, 2, 1.
You don't got shit.
The song ended shit. Right when
you weren't even thinking.
All
right,
so all you got is what? A tree?
Take hot chocolate.
I got a Christmas tree. I was going to say hot chocolate, but that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does.
It does. It's your drive. Yeah. It's for your
with
best.
I'm just saying, you got nothing. Right,
I'm going to put that.
Damn.
You're putting what?
I got Christmas tree and
hot chocolate.
Wait, no, I got something else. Wait, Christmas gifts. I got Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
That's and then pretty late Christmas.
What was your third one? All right.
Yes.
My third one is going to be the Christmas stockings. Nah, those shits are badass.
Nah, they are.
Bro, what?
I didn't get shit in my stockings.
I never got shit in my stockings.
All I got was
book. That's a classic.
You got it. Fuck. I never got
I got
shit.
Some
I
cool little shit.
I only got
coal in there.
I got candy and shit.
I got coal.
I got some cool
those are
shit.
For the cool little gifts.
Nah.
That's true.
I have
that
to
is
say,
true. I never got shit.
Probably. Christmas sweaters. I like them shit.
Ooh, that's a
that's
good
when everybody
one.
Be rocking some shit.
That's a fucking good one.
What? You don't like Christmas sweaters?
I didn't do anything. It's him. He's trying to start stuff.
I'm not doing nothing.
It's Christmas, y'all. Stop fucking being assholes.
Yeah, he's being fucked up right now.
Come on. Julian's up for the audio listeners. Shaking his head.
My shit already sucks, bro.
Them Christmas.
So I'm gonna take alcohol.
Dude, what? You took it right now. I was literally gonna say that.
Why? What's on?
Wait,
alcohol.
Does that even count?
That does.
What? You could drink alcohol on Halloween.
But like when you're drunk on Christmas, it makes it way better though.
When you're drunk on Thanksgiving, it makes it better too.
I've never been like twisted as fuck, but you sip.
But like people take shots. Like,
yeah,
the whole family
would
take a shot.
I've done that.
I think that's actually lit though, because the whole family would take a shot. And they never really do that.
My shit already sucks, so I need something to hype it up.
All right, we'll give you alcohol. All
right, so we'll go back. What was your draft?
So I got alcohol, the NBA game, and
fucking Friday night.
What was the other one?
Christmas. Christmas ornaments.
And ornaments, yeah.
Mine was the mistletoe, Santa Claus.
That's a good one.
and
sweaters.
Sweaters.
Damn. I'm having the best Christmas.
That's a stupid lineup right there. Yeah, I got a dumb drop.
I honestly think I'm having a good Christmas.
Mine's Christmas lights, fucking Christmas stockings, and Christmas movies.
Damn.
Go ahead, Sage.
Yeah, what's yours?
I got the I got the Christmas tree, Christmas gifts, and all cuckoo.
You fucked your last one.
I honestly think I'm having a good Christmas.
Let me hear your Christmas.
I got the music playing in the background.
What are they though? Christmas what?
Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nah, the carols. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you.
Christmas carols in the background. I'm eating tamales and it's snowing. That's right. A good Christmas.
We probably won't even see snow this year.
Well, in my head.
Oh, and I never been. Fuck, I want to go snowboarding.
I do too.
I hate snowboarding.
This shit's hard.
Yeah, I fucking almost broke my tailbone and my wrist.
That shit's fun, probably, though. Why? Why
is that? We should do that drunk as fuck.
Oh, my God. People do that shit.
Everybody goes drunk as fuck.
Really?
Everybody goes drunk as fuck.
We need to go.
Nah, let's go.
We need a fucking helmet, though.
I know.
Fucking die.
All right, what do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to go into the wish list? Or do you want to jump into some more questions?
Ladies, are you fucking tired of having Santa Claus's beard on your man's ball sack?
You know they don't like that shit. Hairs in the teeth and all that. If you're going down there.
If you're going down, you get some floss up in that bitch right after dinner.
Yeah, you don't want to be done and be like, ugh. No, man.
Ain't better, nobody want that.
You better tell them to hit up our friends, Manscaped. Or if you want to get it from him, for him, that's even better, too.
The Performance Package 4.0. Literally the fucking best thing you could get, especially if you have a hairy ass beast as a boyfriend.
Maybe he's not hairy, but here comes the Manscaped ball deodorant.
Maybe his balls stink. Ain't nobody, you don't want to suck on balls when they smell like shit.
Why do we got deodorant for the pits, but not the sack?
And that's, ladies, you guys don't know what bat wing is, but for the guys listening out there, come on.
You got to go to the gym. You're rubbing it all across. Sweat dripping down there.
Ugh,
you
think, and it does not smell good. Trust
me. You
think
water and soap is just going to get all that? You need some deodorant on that bitch.
Mm-hmm. For those long days when you go on a day at Disneyland or some type of bullshit, you do need that.
And personally, I used it on my sack, and I've also used it on my face. Mm-hmm. Logan just
started. Same clippers.
He just started. Not the same clippers.
I used the one that he used for his balls for my face just because I wanted to be closer.
Yeah, so he did use that one, and me personally, I've never been nicked on it on my face, and I use it really fucking close. So it does a really good job at reducing the risk of getting, you know, those bumps on your face as well.
It does.
You could really use it anywhere. That's what I like about it. And it has that light, too, so you really know where you're getting into.
Mm-hmm. And you could also use it in the shower. You could get it wet to, you know, clean the fucking the things that cut the hair.
Yeah, exactly. So get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with code SWEET. Cheers to rocking with the best gifts of all this season. A gift for him, but really a gift for you.
Mm-hmm. Fellas, also too.
Then in your head.
If you want to add, if you're over here rocking a bush and you want to add an extra inch to your dick, shave that bush off. It works magic.
He's telling the secrets.
I'm telling the secrets right now, but back to the rest of this podcast.
Or do you guys want a trivia?
Let's do wish list. I kind of want to do wish list.
Bro. I'm just going to show my ass.
All right, wish list it is.
Okay, we'll spin the wheel again
to see who goes first, and then we'll go clockwise from there.
And basically, what we did for this wish list,
we'll go the opposite way this time.
We wrote things that the other people need, so we didn't write our own wish list. For example, we wrote Frank's wish list, and we put things that we think he might need, and we're gonna do it like that.
Yes. So I'll be spinning the wheel once again, fair and square.
Watch Sage get picked first.
Who is going to go
if
first?
If Sage gets picked first, then it's what he wants. We got to say what he wants.
Okay.
Oh.
It's Frank.
No.
We say?
No, we're saying what you think.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so you want to start?
We'll go the opposite way like this?
Yeah, Logan? Do that so that maybe like I can this? Start something.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Julian, you go first. Then
I want to hear this
I'll
shit.
Say something.
No, you guys go first.
No, you, because we're going the opposite way.
No. So, I got to go first every time?
No, it's just gonna be it's like clockwise.
Yeah.
So like if you get picked, Danny would go.
Yeah. Are you sure you want me to go first?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go first. Go to Frank. You're talking about Frank.
That means he has a banger.
We're all gonna talk about Frank, and then it's gonna be your turn. We talk about you.
Okay. So what I put on my wish list for little Frank, right?
Oh shit.
I said that I'm gonna get him a microphone.
Oh.
Why? So that he can match his hairstyle and sing like Elvis Presley.
Okay.
no, ain't no way I'm thinking of something like
that. Yeah, okay, that, hey, all right.
That's good, shit. That's good, that's a good one.
I don't think mine will top that.
That's a good one.
I said, I'm going to give Frank an alarm clock so he can wake up at a decent amount of time.
Okay, okay.
I like that. I like all that. Right,
that's something I like. Oh, shit, I might need
that. All right, we'll come back. We'll come back.
You want me to that go? Alarm clock, though. I really need that shit. All
right. So I said for Frank that I'm going to get him a hoverboard to get around.
Because he doesn't have a car right now.
Yeah. Okay. It comes back in 2 weeks.
That was personal. No. Yeah, what was personal.
What happened? No. What happened?
You don't know the story?
No. My shit got impounded.
Your tickets came back up for you?
Nah, my license was just suspended and I was driving.
Oh, they caught you? They made you walk home?
Nah, shit, I had my fucking ex pick me up. That's whack, huh?
Alright.
That sucks.
Jewel's up, so I'm going first for Julian.
Nah, Sage now.
I'm trying to think.
You want me to go first? Damn. Okay, I'm playing.
I'll just give Frank a big fat blood to suck on.
Damn, that's nice.
That's cool.
That's cool. That was a good gift.
To suck on it.
Okay.
That's my turn.
So is it joined? So it's, you so go I'm first. Going first. Yeah.
Alright, Joel. Julian, for Christmas this year from me to you, you're getting a decompressor to shrink your big ass head.
Okay.
Alright.
It's my turn again.
Or Frank.
You wanna go Frank or you want me to?
Actually, wait, he needs a new detailer. Because the last one fucked up, it still smells like barbecue.
Okay. Wait, I feel like we should tell the story of Barbecue Boy.
After this. Basically, yeah. Sage spilled fucking 3 pounds of barbecue all in my backseat when he was drunk. And hanging out the top of his sunroof.
And I woke up and I cleaned it while he was sleeping and he asked for more barbecue in the morning.
Yeah, so now we call him Barbecue Boy.
So now he's Barbecue Boy.
And he had barbecue all in his new Air Forces.
Hashtag Barbecue Boy in the comments. All right, go ahead, Frank. What are you getting me? Or Logan.
Logan, what are you getting
me? No, you can go, Frank.
I'll probably get you some scissors so you can cut those pointy ass ears.
Oh! Oh
shit!
You crazy. All right.
He changed his shit.
Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't think that was off the dome.
He changed his shit.
Can I get something else for Julian?
All right. So for Julian, I said I'm gonna get him a Nacho Supreme hat from Dodger Stadium. So he could eat it, and afterwards he could use the big ass hat for a hat.
I know what you're talking
about. Because that shit's big as fuck.
A helmet? The nachos. It's just a helmet.
Alright, Danny's turn. I'm up. Go, Sage.
What are you getting me, dog?
Wait,
I'm up. You got it. What are you getting me now?
Oh, you're up.
I'm up.
What does Big D need?
Big D.
I'll get Big D a little D so because you know he had a double it.
That was off the top of the dome right there.
You know I had a double it.
All right, I said for Christmas I'm gonna get Danny a weed whacker to shave the bush he has down there.
My pube shit. I was gonna get that for a razor so he could cut his beard off.
Damn, is my shit that bad?
I said I was gonna get him a shake weight so he could combine jerking and fucking working out in the same action.
Bro, if you know about the shake weights, bro.
Bro, that shit was a meme.
Nah, bro, I remember.
That shit was a myth.
Have you guys,
they scammed hella people for that shit.
I remember that when I was a kid, I didn't even know.
No, that shit's a workout. What are you talking about?
My like forearms, though, no?
No, your tries and everything. Yeah. You're like this, and that shit's so heavy. I always saw my mom use one with my dad. I don't know. Somebody was going to get that one.
I wasn't a shake weight. Dog.
That was for anybody.
That was a throwaway.
Yeah, that was a throwaway. That was a throwaway.
All right.
And so then I already had one for Logan.
Oh, shit. Sage is up. Wait, Sage.
I'm up.
So for Sage, I put, for Christmas, you're going to get a dog that's actually cute.
Oh.
Damn, why gotta do the dog like that, bro? I'm sorry, Benny.
What the dog doing? Go ahead, Frank.
No, I gotta think of mine.
I got to think of mine too.
I'm going off the dome. I'm going off the dome right now.
You guys are going off the dome?
Bro, oh, there's. I feel like there's so much for Sage.
I'll probably get some. I'll probably get Sage some new jeans because he's always rocking high waters.
Oh shit!
Oh, I got it.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna get him a box of Crayolas so he can color in his eyebrows back, bruh.
Hey, I'm gonna get him a boxing bag so he stops punching our fucking wall.
You doubled up.
I'm gonna get the devil man.
I'm gonna get Sage some balls so he could fuck instead of cuddling all night.
That's
bro.
That's the best one.
Oh, wow. Shit. That's,
bro, I was trying to think of something for that, but I was like, I don't know what to fucking put.
What kind of balls?
I knew
like?
Somebody was gonna say that.
Bro, that's a good one.
I knew that one was gonna come out.
That my is a sake. Good one. Oh shit, it's my turn.
That's a scary pussy.
He said, oh shit, it's my turn. Okay.
Okay, where are you gonna get him, Frank?
I'm last.
What's
huh?
his Christmas yeah. looking like?
Shit. I'll probably get him some clippers so he can cut the back of that hair.
Oh. Okay.
God, I knew that one was coming.
You want me to go? Yeah. You gonna end it?
I'll end it.
I'm gonna get Logan a horseshoe. Oh, shit. So that he can actually wear shit that fits him.
Oh shit. Hold on.
I'll get Logan a smaller mustache.
Okay, cake.
Smaller mustache.
A smaller mustache.
What are we getting, Logan?
So for the final gift of Christmas, I'm going to get Logan a fucking parachute.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm tired of him using his pants to try to float everywhere. You don't know Logan wears some big ass pants.
Stylish, you know.
Okay.
All right.
I might have the best Christmas. All right, round two now. I'm getting my ears cut.
Oh, shit.
My head's getting smaller. And you're gonna get a hat that fits.
Well,
I'm getting a hat.
I'm getting a weed whacker for my pubes.
That's pretty good.
And I get to shave my beard.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting me?
A shake
a
weight.
Fucking shake weight. I could work out.
What are you getting, Danny?
A little D so he can double it.
That's pretty good. Good. That's a pretty good one.
A good Christmas.
I'm getting a fucking.
Shit, I'm getting a parachute. That's badass.
The bitches are expensive too.
You can resell that bitch.
That's a good.
Julian's getting a decompressor for me.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting a smaller head, better ears.
Frank's getting an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm. A hoverboard. A hoverboard.
Blunt.
A microphone.
A microphone.
A microphone.
So he's just getting a new dog.
He's getting a new dog.
And pair some
of balls.
Bear balls.
Some fresh brows.
And some new pants.
Damn.
That's a great
Christmas. I got a good ass Christmas.
Wait, okay. So I was talking to Sage earlier about this. He said that he had a story about him sharding.
Oh, shit.
You sharding?
Wait, I have two stories. Yeah, what's our, wait, are we going to get to that segment? Because I know you asked me.
Which one?
About the high school thing.
Oh, no. No, that was for like some other shit.
Oh, that was for the
for
club.
The yeah, but oh, I'm down shit. To talk about it here.
You sure?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay. So that time was just when I was sick. And I just like, I knew I needed a shit. But I just like kind of did it anyway. Just because like I was like, no way I'm going to shit myself.
I've done that before too.
And I kind of just did it. And I was like, I'm not oh, gonna fuck. Lie, like, done that. And it kind of smelled a little bit. So I was like,
Oh my God. See, I've never done that.
Wait, so you were laying in bed and you just like,
I'm a fart. Like, wait, I kind of like, you know when you have wait. To like, you know when you're really sick?
Yeah.
And like, it's either like you cough and you're like, your asshole's yeah, kind of
yeah.
weak.
Yeah.
So like, you know it's going to come out a little bit. But I was like, no way I let go it's going to come out.
Yeah.
I no. let go that shit came out.
Wait, did I tell you guys that I sharted?
Yeah.
I did, right?
Not too long ago, right?
Yeah, not too long ago.
And it was, you were running inside the house, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You told me you shit yourself while you were going to the gym and then you had to come
yeah,
back.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Wait, so what's the second story?
Okay, second story was I thought it was funny as fuck in high school to like shit on the floor and shit like in the urinals.
Damn, bro.
And I would
You're
do
a
it all the
teenager.
Time.
Shit on the floor in the urinals?
And the urinals, yeah. So I would shit, but sometimes I wouldn't even tell anybody. So like, I thought it was just like to keep it to myself. So I would either do that or like I would shit in the urinal and be like, yo, like go check that shit out. I'd be like, what? Like, what are you talking about? And I'm not talking no little shit. Like, this is a big shit.
So, wait, so when would you do it? Was there people looking at you?
Yeah, like, nah, why?
It would just be like during like passing period or something.
And so
like,
you would have to do
so
this.
So I knew that it would still be in there. Cause like, you know what I mean? Like, it, like nobody's gonna take that shit out.
You'd be like, yo, who just shit in there?
The janitor must have fucking hated me. Cause that shit was all the time.
You're a fucking
Were you laughing then, while you were doing it?
Yeah.
Shit.
You're like this.
The imagine. The secret is, cause you know how you piss while you shit?
Yeah.
It's always pee-pee time when it's poo-poo time, but it's never poo-poo time when it's pee-pee time. Yeah. So when you go, you have to pee a little bit. So I would force myself to go pee, like tuck in my cheeks really hard, cause you know you have to shit. So I would pee a little bit, and I'd be like, okay, I'm ready. So I'll go, like, hold the t-shirt up to my dick, and then, or pee-pee, and then I would poop, and like, obviously a little bit would come out, so I'd be on the shirt, and I'll just put the shirt
over. Wait, okay. So you would walk out the restroom with no shirt at school? You're a menace.
Because I would have basketball.
Wait. So would you, like, just, like, waddle to go wipe, or did you not wipe?
Honestly, I don't remember that part.
You don't remember that.
Oh, God, you're a menace.
I don't remember that part.
No.
But,
and then
I would do it at like, rival schools, too. So, like, we would go play them, and I would
That's when you would shit on
so
the floor.
So they knew you.
I would shit on the floor there.
They were like, hey, the shit is coming. Like, did they know you like for that or not? Or were you just like, did they know
no,
you for that?
No, he kept it to himself. He was shitting.
No, but one time I almost got caught, though, because I think I was at La Habra, and like I we were playing them, and I went to go shit in the bathroom, and I shit on the floor, but I heard like keys dangling.
Oh, fuck.
I got to get out of here. Like, I wiped really fast, and then like I got out. I was so, yeah, that was like one time.
Bro, this is not dying. This is the funniest shit ever.
That's nasty.
Bro, you. Because Logan probably would do that too.
No, I wouldn't do that. It's fucking gross.
Logan wouldn't do that.
No, if anything, I might shit in the urinal, like just to say I shit in the urinal. But like this guy actually had a problem.
That's kind of why I did it, though.
But you did it multiple
times.
Okay, I think
he just got like an addiction kind of thing. Like, it was like, okay, I'm just going to keep
like
on
gambling,
doing.
But shitting?
Wait, so why'd you stop?
I don't know. It kind of just stopped. But dude,
we go outside, there's shit on the floor.
We go in the restroom, there's a pile of shit next to the fucking toilet.
I don't know when I stopped, to be honest. I think people were just telling me, like, yo, like, you always stop doing that. Or, like, I don't remember.
Hey, every time you see him walk out with a jersey, okay, there you go again.
They're like, bro, it was funny the first time, but it's like the 89th time,
okay,
dude.
Dog.
Come on.
I'll probably encourage you at rival schools.
Wait,
though.
So how long was it that you were shitting, like, in urinals and on the floor?
It was a pretty good lengthy time.
No way.
Like
and
way.
No one would walk in?
I never got caught. Actually, one time I did it with all my homies in the bathroom, like, just to show them how like it was,
how it's done.
Yeah, because they were questioning me on the urinal thing, because obviously you know you have to pee. So I was like, I showed them how to do it.
Oh my god! Nah, I'm not gonna lie. If I was with you, I'd probably be encouraging it.
You wouldn't.
Nah, because dude, like that time was like it was the best time. I thought that was the best time because dude, the shit was like literally probably a can and a half.
No,
I can't believe you don't have a picture, bro.
Like, I know. I'm surprised I don't have a picture.
You like
my shit, bro? You know how it started though? The first time was because I was in the bathroom with some homies, and I was like, I don't know why I thought it was funny, but I was like. They knew I was in the bathroom. Like, I was literally inside the stall. But I was like, how funny would it be if I just, like, shit right next to it instead of, like, actually going in the toilet?
Yeah.
So I went, and you could tell it smelled, though, because, like, as soon as it hit the floor, that thing was smelling. And
ew.
And I was like, bro, what the fuck?
It was a warm shit with steam on top and
what's
shit.
What's in there? And then we go check, and they're like, oh.
They're like, who just shit? Oh, fuck.
I hate when I would shit, right? And this guy sticks his phone under the bitch every time.
On Frank.
He would be like, for a whole year, he would do that shit. Hey, look.
Just a bunk with him on, you know, you could do it under, like, when you're at the Target or some shit. I would do that and be like, yo, Frank, look.
I'd be like,
and his pants are all down and he's taking his shit.
Well, my fucking stomach hurts from laughing so hard.
Is he your shit?
No, dude. That's like his second time telling me that story. And I think it's the funniest thing ever because I just imagine him like shitting in the urinal and like going around and telling everybody, no, I just checked the urinals.
Like, there's a random ass person, they're washing their hands. Hey, yo. Check that.
I would fucking die. I'm not gonna lie. Like high school, I would fucking die.
Bro, even now, if somebody was like, "Yo, go check the Target urinal."
No, I'm. But now I'll probably be like, "Oh, that's fucking gross." But in high school, I'll probably be like, "Yo,
no lie, I'm taking a picture of it."
Yeah, I'm taking a picture of me. I post it.
Yeah, like there's.
I would camp out just to see who's actually doing it.
Sage,
like catch that fool.
Wait, Sage, would you ever do it again?
If you're drunk,
get him addicted again. He relapses.
Oh my God!
Speaking, I think I could just get in trouble now, so I'd rather not.
Yeah,
shitty booty.
Speaking of shit, too. Fucking one time, it was like a thing where these one group of kids would just bring laxative in different forms. So like they would bring it in powder, they would bring it in juice, and they thought it was funny to give it to their homies at lunch and shit. So all of a sudden this group of kids were just shitting all the time because they would put it in each other's Gatorade. It was Noah and all them. One time they brought a chocolate, like a chocolate bar, right? And I guess they gave it to the homie, he ate it, and they watched the reaction and it didn't hit.
No, so but he didn't know though. He was hungry, huh?
No. That's later.
Oh shit!
So he gives them the chocolate, doesn't hit, and they're like, "Hey, Julian, these shits don't work." And I'm like, "Fuck it, give it to me. I'm gonna give it to my homie to see if they work." So I give it to one of my friends. I'm like, "Hey, here. He was hungry after practice. We just finished basketball practice.
It was like 4 o'clock.
He was starving, waiting for his mom to pick him up 2 hours away.
Those are the worst,
right? So I'm like, you know what? Matter of fact, I have some chocolate in my backpack. So I pull out the chocolate. Boom. I give him a small piece first because I didn't want to fuck him. He eats it. That was good, right? I'm waiting. 30 minutes goes by, nothing. And then he's like, "Damn, I'm so hungry." I said, "Fuck it, here, eat the rest." And I mixed it up with graham crackers too, like the little bears. He ate the rest, still didn't kick
in. Oh, so you played his ass.
I didn't think they worked
either. You put them in with graham crackers though?
Yeah,
so it's like
a
mix.
It was a meal.
It's chocolate and
s'mores. What did you mix it with?
It's graham crackers. Yeah,
like so you gave him the graham crackers too? Or
no, yeah, they're probably in a bag. Oh, I thought they're in a baggie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he fucking ate it, didn't kick. The next day, from first to last period, that fool was shitting in the restroom.
Like, he didn't go to class.
He didn't go. He was marked absent.
What about the super boner that you had in high school?
What super boner?
Not you, your friend.
Me?
Oh, prom. Prom night.
Oh, shit.
Doug?
Yeah,
he don't even know.
Yeah, yeah, we're not gonna say the name.
But I had a homie who fucking thought he was gonna get some action. No, he did though. He did on prom night, right? So he thought, you know, damn, you know, this is gonna be so lit, bro. I'm gonna have a place to stay. It's gonna be crazy.
He got like a hotel and everything.
He's really trying to live the promise.
I'm gonna get that rhino. Grabs a rhino from the gas station, eats it, works. Can't get it down. Next day in psych class, he's fucking popping a mean one, squatting over like this. He's like, "Bro, I have the stupidest headache right now. My shit's throbbing." He's telling you about that. Yeah, he said, "My shit is fucking throbbing." Bro. I'm like, "Why? What's wrong?" He's like, "That pill." I was like, "No way." And he's like, "Dude, my shit's still hard."
Dude, that's
can I suck it out? Like that?
And he tried jerking off and everything, huh?
Nothing.
Bro, he's stuck. He took it on Saturday, and on Monday it was still up.
Nah, dude.
Super boner.
I'm gonna go to the doctor's.
Yeah, no, he says.
Yeah, it says if it stays up longer than like
24 hours,
yeah, you need to go to the hospital.
Why? What happens? Do they
just
give you a
shot?
What is
he gonna tell his dad?
It's too much blood.
So what do? They just take it out.
They probably give you like a different drug.
Yeah.
And that shit
to relax your body.
And you can't get hard for like a week, probably. Imagine.
Fuck, dude. That shit's so funny.
It's like your best dream, your worst nightmare.
Yeah, and you don't probably even know. You're probably scared as fuck. Shit, my dick might fucking not even go soft.
So hold up. He got the crib. He laid the pipe. And still, he didn't like kind of like think of it like, yo, like.
He did, but what is he going to do?
That's true, actually. I didn't think about that.
And he's young.
Yeah, he just fell asleep.
You don't want to tell your parents, "Hey, I got a boner, dad."
Yeah, this was like junior year.
I've had a boner for 2 days.
Shit, I can't go down.
You suck my dick.
Oh, my gosh.
I have another story.
Is it
about myself?
Oh, what about the waking up?
What's
your cousin that woke up tucked?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
We're trying not to say names.
Oh,
that's
yeah, yeah. My cousin, he's dumbass, too.
That ain't,
you
know, this
you
cousin.
Just, you just wake up now. You just wake up with morning wood.
That ain't what?
Wait, that ain't this cousin, right?
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I don't
yeah,
remember
you just
waking
wake
up with morning
you wake
wood.
Up, yeah, with morning wood. Boom. Dad knocks on the door. Mom, hey, breakfast is ready downstairs. Everyone's downstairs. Good breakfast. He goes, wakes up. He has morning wood. Tucks it into his shorts. Like in the waistband. Walks downstairs. Everybody's looking at him like, damn, dude, what the fuck? He forgot he didn't have a shirt on.
And this tip is
the whole head is sticking out like this. The whole head is sticking out of the waistband like that. Everybody's like, what the fuck? I'm trying to eat my waffles, eggs. This was big head, big head.
Mushroom.
No shrimp mushroom. Like, bro, what the fuck? That fucking story spread like a wildfire.
Everybody, that's what sucks
everybody
about family.
Knew my lunch. Everybody knew, bro. My dad knew the same day.
Bro, you guys, how do you forget you don't have a shirt
on? He was tired. They were knocking on his shit. Wake the fuck up. This was like Call of Duty era. He was probably up late.
Yeah, there's breakfast.
Right away. Fuck, that sucks.
Oh, that's dick.
We're going to take one last break and give you a message sponsored by BetterHelp for this episode.
Mm-hmm. And you guys love BetterHelp. I guess you guys have been messaging Julian. I don't know why you guys aren't messaging me. Kind
of
sucks.
I do. I actually get a lot of reviews and DMs from you guys talking about BetterHelp. I actually been meaning to post them on my story, but I fucking lag it with that. But, yeah. But I do. And you guys are actually really enjoying it. And you actually say that our code saves you like a decent amount of money mm-hmm. as well.
And, you know, everybody goes through tough times, whether it be a sudden change in your life, maybe a death, maybe a breakup. Or maybe like something with like PTSD of that type of sort, past trauma. And they don't really want to seek help for whatever reason, even though it really does help them. Exactly. And, you know, it could be because they don't want to go into these offices. They don't want to wait in lines.
Maybe, some people just don't even want to talk to their friends because, I mean, maybe you don't have the best friends in the world.
Mm-hmm, maybe you have social anxiety. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. And honestly, I think this idea is low-key amazing.
It's actually really smart.
Yeah, you could talk to a licensed therapist online through the computer. You could either do it through text or you could do it through a call or you could even do it through FaceTime if you really wanted to, anywhere, anytime.
So as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. And like I said, it is affordable. I got a DM and she actually said that it was she's like a broke college student and that the code actually helped her a lot and she actually really likes her therapist.
That's fucking
so I'm happy that you guys are liking it. But
and all you have to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with the therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. It's really that easy.
No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/sweet. That's betterhelp.com/sweet.
We repeat, that's betterhelp.com/sweet.
And let's get back to this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was there any stories that you had from when you were in high school? Then you shitting on the floor? You said that you had some.
I think that was the one I was talking about.
Oh, that was the one that you were talking about?
That's
a good story.
I never really went out in high school, though. I never went out.
But you don't have, like, any, like, fucking around, like, in class or nothing like that?
This isn't even that funny. It was just kind of more weird. Do you remember,
what? I don't know.
I think I've told you this story before. It was my English class senior year. And it was the kid that everybody thought was a school shooter. But super patriotic,
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Yeah. He was super patriotic, but everybody was like, this fool's a school shooter, like, for sure. And we were talking about, like, gun control or whatever. And then I think it was, like, a shooting just happened or whatever. And then he stands up in class and he goes, don't worry, everybody. I have an AR-15 in my trunk right now. If there's a shooter that comes on, best believe that I'm walking to my car and taking it out and gunning him down. Right in front of the fucking teacher. And this teacher's, like, super passive, and he's just, like, he goes, yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't say that, and you should take the gun out of the car, because I'm going to have to report this.
Oh, my God.
And he's, like, trying to argue with them. He goes, no, I'm protecting this school. And we're like, bro, you're the one that's going to shoot up the school. Like,
you know what's really fucked up about Fullerton, though? It was always just fucked up shit that was happening there. It was never, like fuck shit, like, funny. It was always, like school shooter shit. Yeah. Bro, a school shooter said they were going to shoot up Troy, left messages on the doors,
and they fucking ship his ass to Fullerton. every single school, they had a bad kid, send him to Fullerton. Damn. We're like, bro, literally, I see this guy.
The word comes around.
All the word passes by the next day. Like, everybody hears it. Troy, school shooter, blank, everything on here, bombs and shit. I'm over here like, what the fuck? Like, he's gonna go crazy. Next day, I see this fucker walking on campus. I'm like, what is he doing here? He's like, oh, bro, I'm the new, like, I just came here. He's like, you probably heard what happened, huh? I'm like, yeah, no shit. Like,
You're all over town.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what is going on?
Did he stay there the rest of the year?
He stayed there the rest of the year.
But he was cool?
I guess he was cool, yeah.
He didn't want to shoot up Fullerton. He's probably like, I like this school. He met you.
Everybody's bad.
He met you. This guy shits here. He don't fuck with his school.
No, that shit was crazy, though. They just put, like, kids just doing crazy shit in class. But people were doing lines on the fucking chairs in class. Right.
In high school?
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
Crazy shit.
I didn't have that shit.
I remember one time we had a lockdown because I think it happened in your class. We had a lockdown. I think it was freshman or sophomore year. And it was because some guy wrote in a book to get out of class, like, I'm going to blow up the school.
Yeah, they did.
So
they wrote a date.
We had a lockdown for like 9 hours.
Nine?
Yeah. And you couldn't use the restroom. They had to bring in like these shitty ass meals, and I want to say it was your class where somebody had a shit in a bucket.
No, the homies were doing it for fun, like Sage. I swear it was I'll just say it was Jalen, Zach. They were all in my class. Like, I'm gonna take a shit in that thing because the girls had to use the same one too. We only had one trash can, so they were savages. Like, I'm going to take a shit in that thing.
What?
And they would come out dying. They would come out literally laughing so hard. Bro. The teacher's like this. Like the teacher knew he didn't have to shit that bad.
Forcing a fucking dick out your ass.
Forcing a dick out your
ass. Bro, that is so fucked up. They stunk, huh?
Yeah, that shit stunk.
Luckily,
you could close it.
And then you open it. Oh, fuck.
The back room. Because it was in the
science
lab.
I got lucky. I had a restroom connected to my shit.
Damn. You had a
Miss Orth. Yeah. It was it was low-key crazy.
Nice. Shit, I would have went crazy in that bathroom.
Yeah, nah.
Shit on the floor.
That's my boy Sage. Just someone. He does.
You got a problem?
He does that from time to time.
Oh my god!
All right, should we end it? Or do you want to go a little longer?
You want to keep going?
Yeah, I'm down. Or whatever.
I'm down. You have the trivia.
I have trivia.
Oh, he does.
You guys want to do trivia?
I'm down. Fuck it.
Trivia.
Another time too, though.
Oh shit!
My homie used to bring a laser. And it was a strict ass teacher, a laser pointer, and would draw on him during his lectures, like laser all over him. Oh my god, I was crying that day. Because one day he went too far, he started going up the neck. And I was like fucking crying, and I'm not happy to mom. I'm like, I keep going. He goes too high, the fucking slips, it hits his glasses, shoots right in his eye. He just, No, he went, Modi, go to the office now. Fucking done. It was over. I'm fucking crying.
Julian in high school, he was the instigator.
I was crying, dude. He said, I'm going to make sure you never see this campus again.
He did?
It was back in like 3 days.
Yeah. But he ended up getting expelled for a different reason.
Yeah, he did.
I think he dropped out, huh?
Nah, he might have dropped out.
That's fucking funny.
What about the kid that jerked off on the
I wasn't bus. There for that one.
I was there. I was
well, no, I wasn't on the bus, but I saw a video. Nah. Like
they I got a story.
I had a problem jerking off on this bus.
We had a kid that went to both of our schools that would jerk off in class.
Mm-hmm.
And nut.
Yeah.
And nut. Oh my god. No. I know,
what,
I know.
What he would
he
do
actually,
though,
what, I know
what he would do is he would look, he would look at the girls. He would look at the girls and he'd be like this.
That's off. So uncomfortable.
He'll
man.
Put his jacket. He'll put his jacket right there. This is the desk. Slamish.
Yeah. That's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's so bad.
I'm sending his ass out. He ain't never coming back to
bro,
that.
Bro, I just knock his ass out while I see him doing that.
Bro, but imagine the nut.
He's like, imagine the nut in class. That's not crazy.
And it would happen since middle school. Cause
wait, did he nut on command?
People
no, they jerk the shit.
Yeah. The fucking teachers had to have known.
Dude, he would be jerking, looking at the girls, right? Like that. Yeah. And then he would be like, when he nutted. Or going forward, like.
What? Wait, why didn't. Fuck?
You know how they caught him? Huh. It went on the back of a girl's hair one time.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I
knew you were like.
Did I say which girl was that?
There was one kid at Fullerton. And he would like, he was known for like jerking off in the bathroom. So he would like watch like somebody, nobody knew what he was watching, but so somebody, my homie, like he got him one day. Like he was like, like he like, he knew that he was in the bathroom. He went over, like he did that. And he's like right there, like going crazy, right? And like they looked at his phone and like they saw a hentai. So immediately they knew, like, yo, like. This kid's weird. Yeah, obviously, yeah, off rip. He's in the bathroom, but he didn't know. So the next day, the video starts going around, like everybody's seeing. So the next day, my homies make a remake of it, and they have their keys in their hand. They're like jerking off.
Oh my god, bro!
And everybody knew after that. So he was like, kind of like, it was over. He looked like a school shooter. Not gonna lie. So we were like, kind of like, getting a little scared, but. Yeah.
No, dude, that's
fuck all that. Shout out to y'all, though. Yeah. Shout out to the don't hurt me at all, please.
You'd be shooting dice at my school. They'd be shooting dice in the restroom. You just see a fight.
Yeah, there was a lot of fights at my school.
Oh, they used to do that Travis Scott shit.
Oh in the restroom.
Oh, yeah.
They did that shit at my school, too.
No, with the backpacks, too, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were making a backpack challenge.
Yeah, oh. It was a backpack challenge where you had to run in a straight line.
Fuck that. People would put rocks in their shit.
Oh, yeah. A fucking fight broke out at our school.
Because they put fucking like four textbooks. Like hard. Like that was
gushing.
Ones.
He was gushing. And then, no, fuck that. Someone threw something hard.
Yeah.
And in the video, you could see who did it because he went heavy. Yeah.
And he was like, I need your fade. Well, yeah. Motherfucker, you shouldn't have ran through all those backpacks.
Yeah, I would have said that.
Do you know at our school we had the song Goosebumps banned?
Goosebumps
Travis Scott. Because it was when we were seniors and like we were part of ASB, so we played music during lunch. So we would just like play music and then every day, I don't know why, we would just play Goosebumps and we would mosh pit. There would be like 60, 70 kids just mosh pitting.
They had like the ragers that like.
Yeah, sometimes you would go to take a piss and all the lights are off and everyone's flashes are going like this in the restroom.
With water bottles.
You're taking a piss, you get hit on
the trash cans are getting thrown.
You gotta walk all the way to the other one.
That would be a lit shit.
I'm pretty sure that shit went viral on Twitter, right?
It probably did.
Yeah. I think it did.
That shit was so funny.
Yeah.
That's wild.
My shit was like, they would fight at my school. We had a whole week one time where there was a fight every single day.
Yeah, we fight had that week. Shit too. They shut that shit down real fast though.
Oh, my shit,
real fast.
Danny had some kid get stabbed by a fucking 28-year-old,
and I was right there.
By 28-year-old, what is he doing in high school?
It was just like they were probably pulled up. They were part of gangs and shit, and they were just banging on each other. And then, like our school is like, there's a football field. Everybody walks out through the back, and then there's a church right there. And these fools were driving. Hey, where are you from? Boom. They get out.
That shit was on the news.
Yeah, and I'm walking. Like, I'm going to the pizza spot that's by our school. I'm walking with one of the homies. All you see is a fucking helicopter. Everybody move. Everybody move. And we're like, what the fuck? We just fucking ran.
No, that's how it was at my school. Motherfuckers would jump over the, like, because it was like gangs versus gangs at my shit. Yeah. And motherfuckers would jump over the gate and be posted up, ready to fight.
Just waiting for fun, huh?
Bro, yeah. They would, like, get a problem at school with other people at the fucking school. And motherfuckers would call their homies. And they'd just jump over the gate and be posted up. Like, all right, ready to fucking get. I would be like, what the fuck? They bring, like, 30.
They got time, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
This is dumb.
High school was lit for me. I didn't go to class at all, either.
I gotta think of some more stuff.
I had like 100-something absences. I'm not even gonna count.
Damn. Yeah, I think I had like 87, but they called me the last day though. I'm the last Sunday school or Saturday school. They're like, hey man, we missed you all year, but you gotta do this one or you can't graduate.
Bro, was like, oh, it was so dope how I came back though because you know how I got shipped? I got shipped. I came back to that school. Wait, everybody was like, damn, I thought you were fucking in prison.
Made it out.
Yeah, they're like, where were you at, Frank?
You had some street cred after that.
Yeah.
For real.
For real.
That's stupid shit.
He was making up crazy ass stories, man. God, I was four fights. I got stabbed.
Shit. Somebody stabbed me in my neck. Like that. Somebody, it was shitting in the stall next to me, too.
What is the trivia?
You guys want to do the trivia?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
We can end it on the trivia, maybe.
So I got a couple Christmas questions just to go with the theme. I know we've been bouncing around everywhere, but we're going to start off simple. The questions might get harder, but they're all about Christmas.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
Wait, we're grabbing the bell, right? Or is it just like...
Sure. Yeah, grab the bell. Why not?
Your phone's all in right. your lap or what?
Nah. That was my MacBook.
Go ahead. Grab the bell.
Wait, what do we do? Oh, you gotta grab it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, are you smarter than a fifth grade, but are you...
Are you smarter than a barbecue? Okay, we'll start off easy. We're going to do maybe, what, 5 to 7 questions?
All right.
Pretty simple. Let's make this shit competitive. Winner gets what?
I don't know.
What do you guys want?
Dick.
Losers have to take a shot.
I was going to say that.
Okay. All the losers? Losers have to shotgun.
Is it going to be a 2v2?
Shotgun. I'm down to shotgun.
Losers have to shotgun.
No, just do a free-for-all.
Or chug. But
how are we going to decide the losers? Whoever has the least points at the end?
There's only going to be one winner.
One winner. The losers have to...
Oh, all three losers?
Yeah.
All right. Wow, I'm not participating today. Feel left out.
I could ask questions.
All right. We'll start off simple, like I said. Okay, first question of the Christmas trivia. What is Santa Claus's other name?
St. Nicholas.
Correct. Damn. We got Frank with 1 point. 1 point. He's very fast.
I'm gonna fail. I don't know shit about Christmas. I didn't know his first name. I knew his last name.
Nicholas?
Nicholas Cage?
Yeah, Nicholas. Name? Nicholas.
Oh. What's his first name?
Saint?
Saint.
Or he's just Nicholas. Saint Nick. Or he's just a saint.
Saint
Nick.
Yeah,
I think, right? He's just Nicholas.
No, so you missed his last
right
name.
That's Saint Claus. Right here.
Saint Claus.
Parade.com. All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation?
Chicago.
Nope.
New York.
Should we do Nope.
What?
You guys want to do a save?
Oh, fuck.
You can do a save.
You guys could do a save.
I know you know it.
I don't
know it.
Okay, so I'm going to go top the You guys want a hint?
It's not New York.
You guys want a hint? Not in the country.
Oh, no.
No, you already guessed.
He's going great. He knows. He knows. It's not anywhere in the country in the U.S. It's outside the country.
Come on, dog. Oh, my God. There's two movies, though. There's one where he gets lost in New York.
Nah, wait. We're talking about the first one, though.
Yeah, first one.
That's the second one.
I think.
That's the second one. I know for a fact.
Anything, just do it. A random
go
guess.
Go ahead, guess. You first.
You got it, dog.
You. I don't know.
The first all thing right, off your right. dome.
On the count of three, you guys both say an answer. Three, two, one.
Yeah, I was going to say what'd Puerto you Rico. Say?
Nah, they went to
Colombia?
Nah, they went to Paris.
Paris.
Fuck!
No one got that.
Colombia?
I was guessing like a Spanish.
I didn't know.
I thought you were going to say Dominican Republic.
Nah, I was going to say Colombia, too. That was one of the first things that came to my
for
mind.
For Christmas?
I don't know.
I don't know why.
Son of a bitch, I would have been up too.
All right.
Damn, nah. This might be bad.
You didn't clarify. Ready. It was the first movie.
I know. I didn't say on the
it's
thing. My bad.
All good.
All right. This is movies. So you guys like movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas movies?
Yeah. Like
I'm cool. I'm familiar.
Are you guys familiar with the Polar Express?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I am. You can't skip that one.
Why don't you just say it?
I just want to make sure because if not, I can move on.
I literally don't know.
I don't know.
Then can I get that point if I know it?
Okay.
Why is it going to be? And if you don't, it's minus one. Yeah.
No, if I don't take a shot.
No.
No, if you don't, minus one.
Yeah. But somebody else can answer.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Yeah. No, okay. I'll take that. Go. Minus one.
Which Hollywood actor played 6 different roles in the Polar Express?
What the fuck? God, that's out of control, homie.
Nicolas Cage?
Correct.
Correct.
Psych.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It was Tom Hanks.
He was a conductor.
Yeah, and who else was he though?
I don't know.
He was 6 different people.
Six
though.
What the fuck? He was not the little kid. I know. There was only like fucking 5 people with voices in that bitch, unless he changed his voice.
All right, so 1-0, Frank.
Okay. What does Frosty the Snowman do when the magic hat is placed on his head?
Come alive.
Nope.
What? God damn, what does he do? Oh, shit.
His nose glows?
No.
That's Rudolph.
Oh, shit. Wrong dude.
He's a Christmas song.
No.
He says barbecue.
Think about the song. Think about the song.
Frosty. Oh, come on, dog.
Sorry.
Okay. What comes after Frosty?
I know it. I already know what it
is. I'll give Julian 5 seconds then, Frank. 5, 4, 3, two.
Gets on a sleigh?
I was just saying answer, but it was going to sound really bad.
He talks right to now. Kids?
He dances around.
I was like, doesn't he say, like, he come out and play with the kids?
My dumbass, he gets on a sleigh. I don't think I've ever seen him on a sleigh.
I said a whole different era.
But he said his nose glows. Come on, dog.
Oh, but doesn't he, his nose glow?
That's Rudolph.
His nose sparks up, I promise.
His nose is a fucking carrot.
Yeah, but it lights up.
It's orange.
He gets dressed with sweaters and fucking lights and shit.
Okay.
That he dances.
He dances around.
That's what happened.
He began to dance around.
I thought it's something slay.
That's what I thought, right?
Sure.
That's a whole different song.
Oh, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I was thinking of a different song though, low key.
Yeah, this one's Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah.
Receive Santa.
We'll do fucking two more questions. So I'm running out right here.
Rudolph, won't you guide the sleigh tonight?
What do people traditionally put on top of a Christmas tree?
A star.
Wrong.
No. Put it back.
How is it not a star?
An angel.
Correct.
What? Fuck out of here.
Correct.
Nah, come on.
That might be like kind of biased.
Nah, it's an angel. It's an angel.
A star.
OGs know it's an angel.
OGs know that it's a star.
OGs know it's an angel.
I only seen a star.
If you search up a Christmas tree, I think a star comes up.
Not no Christmas angel.
Nah, it's an angel.
I don't know. That's what parade.com says.
Parade.com's bullshitting right there. It's a star.
I say that's like 50-50.
Come on.
Okay.
So is that a point for him? Because
yeah, we'll give him. Point.
Fuck you. Go ahead.
It has 1-1, right?
It's a star dick.
One.
Yeah.
Parade.com's a bullshit site.
Guess me and Sage are fucking hammering it right now.
Let me think of this one. Okay.
I'm trying to think. You have the questions right in front of you.
Nah, I'm trying to think of a different one, but I don't know how to put it.
Is this Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Frosty.
I think it's Rudolph. I don't know. They sound the same.
I downloaded it.
Rudolph the Red. Oh, yeah. That is a whole different vibe.
Okay. Ready.
Yeah, it is.
What is the name? Who is the artist that sings the most popular Christmas song?
Mariah Carey.
That was a three-way tie. I know, that was a three-way tie.
That shit, get stronger. Nah. Fuck out of here with that. That's two. Fuck out of here. I got two. I got that shit. I grabbed it. I just snatched it out. We all had it. Come on. I just had the bigger.
What do you guys want to do?
You can't do that. Come on, I have two.
I'll take the L, too. I'll take the L.
I have two.
You sure? You don't want one more question?
Yeah, you can do one more.
It ain't going to do shit for me. I'm already down two.
Yeah, I'm going to zero.
Okay.
I guess it's a 1v1. Go ahead.
You want a 1v1, Logan?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one might be funny. How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Damn. Navis Navidad.
No! No!
What is
Not
it,
Not Navis Navidad.
Isn't that Merry Christmas?
Wait, what did he say?
Navis Navidad.
It's the same shit.
No.
He said Navis Navidad.
It was a mumble.
It's that one, but I can't pronounce it.
It's
I didn't hear it.
I can't even pronounce it. Navis Navidad.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What is it?
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
That's the biggest, man, comments in the bull. That's some bullshit. Just because I didn't speak proper Spanish, dog.
I
didn't say it with the accent. That's why I don't get, man, you guys.
You said with an N. It's with the F.
Yeah, man.
Like Frank.
Nah, man, you tied that shit up on purpose. That was
no,
rigged.
I didn't.
That shit was
I
rigged.
Thought you would know that.
That shit was rigged.
I thought you would know that.
Feliz.
Feliz Navidad.
Well, who says Navis?
Feliz Navidad. Have you seen that guy?
Tiebreaker.
Okay.
I like how the bell looks. It looks like a starfish.
All right. You guys don't know all the reindeers, huh?
Nah.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, I don't know all of them.
You sure?
I only know Rudolph's bitch ass.
All right. Okay. We'll do this. What is Frosty the Snowman's nose made of?
A fucking carrot, right?
No!
How is it not made of a fucking... You just said it was a carrot 2 hours ago! These bitch shits are rigged now!
Oh my fuck, God, I thought you got it right.
Come
too.
On. Too.
Freddy, I want you to win!
Oh!
Wait.
You better grab it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll do it. Should I do another one?
Nah, go ahead.
Nah, because I don't even know if I know the answer to this.
No. Come on.
You fuck.
Not, he's not a regular snowman. He's Frosty.
Oh.
Five. A regular no.
Is it coal?
Nope.
A peep.
It's a button.
Yeah, I was about to say a peep.
It's a button?
A button.
It's a button.
Peep. I thought it was a carrot. I thought it was a carrot. I thought you got that shit right. I'm not even going to lie.
I got that shit right. You know, on every snowman, you see a carrot.
Okay. Yeah. This one might be cool. This might be cool right here. Put it right in the middle. Is that good? Okay. What was the first company that used Santa Claus in advertising?
I don't even know that.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah!
Yeah!
That was good. Yeah!
Of course, Julian.
There you go.
I was gonna say.
There you go.
I was gonna say Hallmark.
There you go.
Oh, I took that.
That was a good one. Huh? That was a good one.
That's OG for fucking Christmas.
That's good.
That's OG right there.
I had
there,
to Cole. Flip the fucking bell.
Yep. All right, Frank with the dub right there.
I got mine right here to chug.
No, you guys got a shotgun. That's what you said. What are you doing?
I haven't opened it yet.
Are we gonna shotgun in here?
Put a shotgun on here,
or just shotgun after?
I'd have to go get another one.
I would too. You guys have to do it in the camera. I'll go grab them. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
I can't nice. Shotgun.
You can't? Why not?
That's what I was saying, Chug.
Why? What do you mean?
Because you just can't shotgun. Like, he's not.
You calling
like,
him?
Like, it'll spill. No, he just. He literally said he can't shotgun.
All right, just
chug. All right, well, we still need two.
What if you attempt? Okay. How do you know? How do you know if you get shotgun if you can't? If you don't even try?
No, I do try. He does it.
Nah, I know. I'm just kidding. I can't.
So what does that mean?
So now you're just clowning at this point.
You can just.
Oh, that air feels good.
I know. You felt that piece of air?
Yeah.
Piece of ass?
Yeah, but we want to say, before we do the shotgun, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys want us to do a Christmas trivia or another game show, or you guys have some questions, we got some questions for Christmas. We do. But
yeah,
we didn't go through them.
We didn't get through them.
So next pod, we will be getting through those. Hopefully, we get a cool guest, maybe. Or we'll just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Comment down below if you guys have any suggestions or you guys want more guests on the podcast. Shout out to Sage for coming.
Shout out y'all.
Yeah, it really wasn't no was interview. Dope. But if you guys want us to interview him, we could interview him by himself.
Shit, that might be a crazy one.
You were talking about shit.
More shit's coming.
More shit, more caca.
Yeah. Shit, caca. Frank brought the fucking...
So it's at the age of 8.
Shotguns right now.
I realized I had a shitting talent. It's like that green one.
Okay.
Now we are going to
shotgun. Shit, my bad.
For all of our listening viewers, I'll put the mic right to the fucking...
Chugging is way worse, no?
I'd rather chug that shit.
Yeah.
Really?
I'd rather chug. Only because I don't want to make a mess.
Chug, chug.
Well, yeah.
Wow, now I know how Julian feels like. He's just chilling right here.
I was about to say Pepsi.
What, with those questions?
Yeah.
I was so stuck on that. I was like,
You're chugging?
Pepsi?
Oh, you guys are chugging.
But then, like...
It clicked last second.
I
had to look at him and be like, come on, Frank.
Probably say yours.
All right, I'm sorry now.
All right, cheers.
Let's go. Yeah. You guys got to finish. I'm going to make sure they're empty too.
Oh, yeah.
Got to finish now.
Oh, yeah.
Finish?
Take it down, Jew.
Down the hatch.
Who says that?
Last one to finish is bitch.
Oh.
As long as it's not a bitch.
Damn, oh, those dude. Are some good down burps. Let me turn on the fucking fan.
I know this is going to cause some tears controversy, but that shit's hit harder than a Coke burp.
Your eyes are watery.
Does it? No way.
Bro, I swear that burp hit harder than a Coke burp.
No way.
Actually, I don't know. Coke burps make your eyes watery.
You haven't had the right Coke.
The right Coke.
Go on, here from Chuck Pussy.
God damn, cuz.
Damn, your lips look good. Have a good sucking on your dick.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you guys hopefully next week. No, we are going to see you guys next week. Thank you guys for tuning in and watching.
Love you guys. Peace.
Love you.
Good
night.